SPORTS.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Patriots down the Jets 27-14. Aaron Judge, third most valuable player, Shohei Ohtani his fourth. Purdue takes down Alabama in a battle of ranked in college basketball. And Clemson heads up to Louisville on a game day. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, November the 14th, 2025, game day. Clemson at Louisville. Welcome to the pre-game show. Lot to do today. 7:05, Scott Reimer, former host of the Tiger pregame show at 7:05. Josh Williams at 7:25 is going to tell us about Las Vegas, what it thinks about the weekend. He's telling me respected money on Clemson tonight. The growing respect there. ReedyLandco.com is going to join us. Get our hunting and fishing report at 7:45. Roy Philpott, ESPN play-by-play voice, the big dog at 8:05. A lot to do with Clemson football today, college football weekend, NFL last night, college basketball, great matchups last night, some college football last night, some Major League Baseball awards, and we'll get you ready for the great weekend. The guy that will do that, along with all his guests and myself, is Mr. Sam Jones. Good morning, sir. How are you?
The pre-game pregame show.
It is.
Feels weird, doesn't it? Feels weird to have a game on a Friday.
What's weird is here in the last few weeks, Clemson basketball's played on Friday, Clemson football on Saturday, and now we do the opposite.
Yeah.
The Tigers have a big one at Georgetown tomorrow. So, yeah.
Exciting weekend.
Weird. It is. I'm looking forward to it. The weather's going to be just, as Seve Ballesteros would say, fantastic.
Fantastic.
So, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait for that. I do have a programming note for you, Sam.
Mm.
You were with me last year, this time last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week's Military Appreciation Week.
Yep.
And Appreciation Day. If you remember, my good friend, Trey Kennedy, Major Kennedy.
Shout out to Trey, man.
Yeah,
good guy.
Great guy. He's lining up guests for us for next week. Remember last week we had people from like all the academies. And
every day.
And
yeah,
every
one,
day.
A different one.
Yeah, it was so good. Star Force stuff, whatever that stuff is. Space Force, I mean.
That was the one that got you really excited.
Oh, man. But like these heroes that are out there, and they could be calling from all over the world. As we're going to honor our military next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait. We'll do a segment every day with those guys, so I can't wait for that. How's life, man?
Pretty good.
Good.
Can't complain.
Your Thursday was good?
Yep.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Mine was great. Had a good time with my little girl, sweet Isla Ann Plyler, who's 2 years old and just acts like she's about 14 now. Here's the thing, Sam. I picked her up yesterday, and she actually has a normal outfit on, little hearts all over her little outfit, right? And she comes home. I had to wash the night before. I had to wash her Elsa outfit. So I had to put her Elsa outfit on. Did that. Well, then she wants to eat lunch. Well, we can't spill all the stuff on the Elsa outfit, so we got to take it off. So then after lunch, we put the Elsa outfit back on. And then it's nap time, and she sees some pajamas from her brother she wants to wear. She's got to put those on. And then afterwards, we put the Elsa outfit back on. So it's just a wardrobe change. I feel like I'm working on some movie set all day long with my little girl. Then Sam, I had an interesting evening. I took my wife downtown Greenville for dinner. We had date night last night. We don't do this often enough. I enjoyed my wife. She's awesome. Sam, do you do fine dining?
Not on my own dime.
We did it last night.
Not too often.
200 bones, basically.
Yeah, it's not cheap, brother.
and not just that, Sam. I'm starving afterwards. Why is it with fine dining that they don't give you enough food? You figure you pay $200 for food. Actually, our food, our bill and everything is like $135. That's not terrible. But why don't I get more food, man?
I want to say there's an actual reason for it, but I don't know what it is.
It's pretty.
I've never loved it.
Whenever you do that kind of stuff, we went to it was a theme type place where they have the weird plates. You know, you got to have some sort of design of a plate that nobody else has. And then your food has to look very pretty.
Was the small amount of food good?
Oh, it's fantastic. Tasty. But I tell you, when I left, I had to go get me a big bowl of ice cream down the street to fill up. No, I actually did. We went to two of the local ice cream shops, and I had vanilla with Heath toffee in it.
Yeah.
Of course I did.
Right. It sounds about right.
But by the time you pay babysitter and all, man, we're talking about, you know, we're 225 bones in this thing. And I'm still starving. I'll learn my lesson, man. I'll learn my lesson. So just stay at home. Get to nice hole-in-the-wall restaurants. I'm a hole-in-the-wall guy anyway. It's a good time, though. Good time for sure. Segment two, what are we going to do today?
It's pre-game show, man. We got to talk about this game.
Good.
Big game today.
Let's do that. We did hit a little bit of news last night in the final of our injury reports coming out of it. And Stephon Green will be out for the game tonight. Also, Ricardo Jones and DeMonte Capehart are now listed as probable. So we'll see. Now, the depth chart, Green's a co-starter with Capehart and Woods, with Vic Beasley and Amari Adams. I think you'll see some more Adams tonight, and hopefully will. Someone told me he's a unicorn, so we'll see. Certainly looking forward to that. The big news for Louisville, we know this now, Isaac Brown is listed as out as well, so we'll see that one. I know you did. The Patriots with some pretty cool-looking uniforms against the Jets last night, 27-14 victory to move to 9-2.
I watched approximately 5 minutes of this game when I got home from here after the women's game, and I went to bed. I saw Trevion Henderson catch his third touchdown, and that was all I got.
True story, Clemson liked Trevion Henderson.
He's good.
They liked him as a linebacker. He wasn't going to come here. He's going to Ohio State. But he was mad because – and a lot – by the way, Clemson wasn't alone. I don't want to pick on the staff there. A lot of people liked him better as a linebacker. Like, matter of fact, I think Rob's might list him as a linebacker.
It took him a few years to fully develop as a running back. But you would see the physicality in the way he played in college because he was arguably the best pass-blocking back in the country other than, like, Kyle Manungai last year.
Yeah.
He could – I mean, he was way too elusive to be a linebacker. But he's figuring it out. They're finally giving them the ball a little bit in the NFL after Vrabel – iced him out of the offense for 11 weeks. So he's got 5 touchdowns in 5 days. I assume the Patriots won. I actually haven't
checked.
They did.
27-14. Jets did not look good. Justin Fields last night, 15-26. 116, 1 touchdown, no picks.
He's
was the leading rusher with 67 yards. But Drake May looked good. 25-34, 281, 1 touchdown, no picks. Henderson had 62 yards on the ground, and he had 31 yards through the air. And they moved to 9-2. Jets fall to 2-8. You mentioned women's basketball. Clemson women's getting a nice victory off the rebound and off their loss against American. Good stuff there. College football last night, Old Dominion shuts out Troy 33-0. Old Dominion moves to 7-3. Troy moves to 6-4. And Goose Crowder, man. You remember how Troy came in here and they're, oh, man, oh, Troy's so good. Nah, Troy's not very good. Not a good deal there. Congratulations last night, Purdue downs Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Nice win for the second-ranked Boilermakers, 87-80 against eighth-ranked Alabama.
I'd be thrilled if they just stayed at number two forever. They play so much better. I love it, but they play so much better at number two, at least historically over the last 4 years. They have not played well at number one, and they've played very well at number two.
You got 29 from Smith last night, and then Kaufman Wren got 19 last night. Nice win on the road. You know, that's a tough place to win. Clemson goes down there this year.
I was going to say that Bama team is on Clemson's schedule. BYU's very good. Georgetown's obviously a good outfit this year. This is a very strong non-con. A couple fans complained about playing Bama again. I love playing Bama for Clemson because they give you a different look that you're not going to see really with anybody else. They're the most athletic team in the country year in, year out. And they jack threes. I mean, the tempo
threes
that you're playing at there for a team in Clemson that's currently 360th in the country in tempo is unlike anything that you're going to do all year. So getting a different look and getting to see it early on out of conference, beautiful. Will they win? I don't know. But it's a good thing to get to play against every year.
Michigan State down San Jose State 79-60. That's the only games involving ranked teams last night. Other bigger action, West Virginia in the backyard brawl, the 192nd backyard brawl, beats Pittsburgh 71-49. A great win for West Virginia. Pittsburgh, that's not a great deal there. LSU won last night. Not a big night in the ACC or the SEC. We did have the most valuable player news yesterday. Aaron Judge wins his third most valuable player, and Shohei Ohtani won his fourth most valuable player. Sam, here's the list. All right, let me just fly through this. Here's a list of guys who've won multiple MVPs. For guys who are winning two, now this is a pretty long list, bear with me. Robin Yount, Ted Williams. Ted Williams only won two. Frank Robinson, Frank Thomas, Cal Ripken Jr., Hal Newhouse, Dale Murphy, Joe Morgan, Willie Mays only won two most valuable players. Roger Maris, Walter Big Train Johnson, Carl Hubble, Rogers Hornsby, Bryce Harper's won two. Hank Greenberg, Juan Gonzalez, Lou Gehrig only won two, Mickey Coltrane, Miguel Cabrera, Johnny Bench, and Ernie Banks. Those guys won two. So here are the guys who have won three. Mike Trout, Mike Smith, Alex Rodriguez, Albert Pujols, Stan Musial, Mickey Mantle, Jimmy Fox, Joe DiMaggio, Roy Campanella, and Yogi Berra. And then now last night, add to that, Aaron Judge. And with Ohtani winning his fourth, he is now second in most valuable players in Major League Baseball history, behind Barry Bonds' seven. So the only player who's won more than Shohei Ohtani is Barry Bonds, and the only two people who've won more than Aaron Judge is Shohei Ohtani and Barry Bonds. So big win for that. Did you like that one over Raleigh, Judge over Raleigh? Because there's no doubt who the National League guy was, but you think that Aaron Judge should have won over Raleigh?
Yes, I feel bad for Raleigh because any other year he probably wins that MVP, and what he did was truly ridiculous. I mean, 60 home runs from a catcher, broke a bunch of records, did it in the playoffs as well, which doesn't matter to the MVP voting, but in my head, both of them did it in the playoffs. Judge deserved it, which, I mean, again, Raleigh did stuff that no one's done before. Judge was going to be like a 12-13 win player possibly if he had stayed healthy all year. I mean, he was genuinely you couldn't get him out for like 3 or 4 months of the year. He was impossible to get out. I can't argue with it. I wish people would put the Yankees thing aside just for a second to realize how good he actually is.
Yeah.
And he's getting better. He's like 32 and he's getting better. So, yeah, it was deserved. Both of those guys and Ohtani are monsters.
Yeah, it is amazing just how just how big and strong both those guys are.
I don't know what else you can even say about Ohtani at this point on the other side. Like, truly, what else can you add about that guy?
I want him to win a Cy Young, like get back in the pitching side of things and do that, because no one's ever young. I don't think Babe Ruth won. They'd have a Cy Young.
I don't think he's ever going to pitch enough to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think he'll stay healthy enough to do it either. I feel like the long-term plan for Ohtani ends with him closing at some point, but I just don't know how long it takes or if they ever get there.
When you can hit 100 on the gun like that. Yeah, I can see it. That's interesting. It's an interesting concept. All right, so it's a busy one, man. We got a lot to do today. We're going to get you ready for it. We haven't even talked about it, but Georgia hosting Texas tomorrow night. When I got off the air, my text messages were still going crazy, like, you got to go, man. You got to go. I'm like, man, I ain't going down there. Like, I put it this way, Sam. I can sum this up in unless my son wanted to go, and he's going out of town. So I ain't got no business down there, man. I got no business in the world going down to Athens, Georgia that late Saturday night through all that. But it was crazy. My phone's like, I got 5 text messages throughout the day yesterday. You got to go. You got to go. And they were non-Georgia fans. So not going to happen, though. Anyway, you got that one. And then College Station, Texas. South Carolina goes to, I think, the best college football stadium in the country down at Kyle Field. That's an amazing venue they got there. So we talk a lot about the importance of both those games and all the other big ones tomorrow, Pittsburgh and Notre Dame. Did I see this where Pittsburgh and Notre Dame are sold out? At Heinz Field? Well, they call it something else now, but Heinz Field?
All liquored up.
I like it, man. I like it. So, and by the way, we mentioned it yesterday. I checked again this morning. Good weather at all three venues for Clemson, South Carolina, and Georgia this weekend. So, it should be a lot of fun. All right, let me take our first break. Hey, my great friends at Trail, they want to take care of you, TREHEL.com. Let them build your next building for you. That includes your high-end home, or that includes your high-end home renovation. They'd love to do it. Schedule a discovery session with these good folks at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. You know, whenever you build, you're going to have shocking change orders. You're going to have shocking delays. You're going to have an architect and a builder that just don't trust each other. And you're going to have lack of communication. And you have this process that just slows down through this bottleneck, and it's not going to be great. Unless you build with Trail. Their simple ethos describes how they treat their clients and employees, and it shapes their values. And knowing why the better building process, it works. It's on time. It's on budget. There's a collaborative effort. There's communication. You're going to love dealing with our great friends at Trail. Find out about their proven process. Schedule a discovery session. Find out why the better building experience is with our great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com, 800-319-7006. Segment two, talking Clemson, Louisville with Sam Jones right after this.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round. Fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call today, 864-947-9065.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Upcountry Fiber for a stronger solution. It's Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. Find out if they are in your neighborhood by going to upcountryfiber.com. They do an incredible job. They'd love to help you out with a stronger internet, fastest high-speed internet available, secure, reliable phone connections, the very best pricing plans. You're going to get better television service. You can get updates to where they are in your neighborhood right now. And goodbye to see my awesome friends. You're going to love it. Upcountry Fiber. Upcountryfiber.com. Get in touch with these good folks and see about getting you an internet system with no contracts, no hassle, and no bait and switch pricing. This is good folks. It's upcountryfiber.com. Segment two with Mr. Sam Jones.
Friday night on the road. Yeah. Doesn't get any weirder than that. Yeah. At Louisville tonight for Clemson. 4-5, still in the hunt for a bowl game. You win this one, you feel like you got a pretty good shot. What does Clemson have to do to win this game, Mickey? And, you know, how does the secondary specifically, as we had a texter texted earlier, hold up against Chris Bell in one of the better receiving rooms maybe in the ACC, really largely because of him?
Well, you know, whenever I think about Jeff Brohm, I do think balance. And I think it all starts, and don't get me wrong, the best player on the field tonight, in my opinion, Sam, feel free to disagree, the best player on the field tonight is Chris Bell.
I think it is. I think it would have been with Isaac Brown out there.
Yeah.
A lot of people won't agree with, but I think it would have been him anyway.
Well, Keyshawn Brown's had a good year, but make no mistake, I don't care how good Chris Bell is. You have to take away the run first.
Yep.
If Louisville has able to run the football tonight, then Clemson has very, very little chance to win the game because that makes life so much easier. Miller Moss is you say mid, right? Mid means average.
He's been a little better than I thought he'd be this year.
2,100 yards, 63%, 11 touchdowns, 7 picks.
Turns it over.
Yeah, and then nothing in the run game from him. But and yeah, don't get me wrong, because Lacey's a good player. The tight end Skinner, local guy here from the upstate of South Carolina, he's a good player at tight end. So I mean, they've got a great wide receiver room. Chris Bell's a first-round draft pick. But Chris Bell will destroy you if Keyshawn Brown gets 100 yards tonight or if Louisville rush for 150, 175 yards tonight. You have to shut the run down. And if you can make them – take them off of their balance – you've got a great, great chance to win. So let me give you this. Louisville in their two losses on the year. Virginia held Louisville to 54 yards rushing on 27 carries. And they made Miller Moss beat them You like that Made Miller Moss, the a lot of alliterations for a guy there. Mm-hmm. Now, last week, they did rush for 148. But last week, they gave up 29. Last week was a a game in which, you know, Cal came out and did the right thing there. And Cal also held made Louisville kick a three field goals in the game, including the one in overtime. So, you know, those adages, don't turn it over, make them hold a field goal, try the touchdowns. But they were able to run the ball there. But for the most part, almost every other game, especially every other big win on the season, they've run the football. So you got to find a way to shut the run down. Pittsburgh doesn't let you run it. They didn't run the ball very well against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just decides every game they're going to shut the run down, and they give up a ton of yards passing. Nice win on the road for them there. When Louisville beat Miami earlier, that's one of the trick play early on. They got to a 14-0 lead. But still, it gets a good defensive line. They outrushed Miami 119-63. So, Sam, I think it's pretty simple. The team that runs the football better tonight wins a football game.
Louisville is top 20 in the country in both yards before contact and yards after contact. They're top 10 in the country in yards after contact. A lot of that is Isaac Brown, who's not going to be out there tonight. But the backup can hold. And they're going to be able to run the football regardless. Ugh. Clemson has a much higher, or is a much lower ranking in the positive sense than people would think in missed tackle rate this year, I bet. They're a top 10 team in the country in that statistic. I know that would shock some people. They don't miss a ton of tackles, believe it or not. The problem is Louisville often has 3 or 4 yards before you even hit them.
Yeah.
So that sets up a lot of long, sustained, productive drives. They don't throw deep very often. They're 111th in the country in average depth of target for their receivers. So Miller Moss is going to throw underneath a lot. He's going to trust his running backs quite a bit. And if there's a deep ball to be had, it's going to be a one-on-one jump ball for Chris Bell, which often he wins those. So if Clemson, as you said, can take away the run and those first two levels are able to stay disciplined, getting pass rush consistently, and also the linebackers staying locked in coverage over the middle of the field, it makes Miller Moss have to test you deeper. And that's not something they're comfortable with doing or great at doing. Can Clemson hold up consistently in the secondary? If they get to that point, that's a different question. But ideally, you want to get to the area where that is kind of how Louisville has to beat. Will they do that? We shall see. But it's a similar game plan to a couple weeks ago for Clemson against Duke, where they're going to try to beat you pretty quick in the pass game, but they also run the ball very well. Clemson gave up 46 in that game.
Yeah,
we'll see if Louisville, with a significantly lesser quarterback than Duke, tries to follow a similar path to victory here.
One question I have for you is Bell the best receiver Clemson will face this year?
He very well might be. I mean, Barkate's fantastic. Obviously, LSU has a host of really good receivers.
Deuce Robinson had a great game.
I was going to say, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody.
Deuce Robinson had 10 or 12 catches last week.
Yeah, I mean, he's fantastic. Bell is big. He's really good with his hands. He's got late hands.
50-50.
I mean, he's not going to lose too many 50-50 battles. They target him 35% of the time on first down, Mickey. Yeah. That is second in the country for target share among receivers on first down. If they look to drop back on first down, he's the one they're looking for.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how Clemson defends him. Do they put Ashton Hampton on him, a little bit more size? Do they let Avion Terrell travel with him and deal with the size disadvantage there? Interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. Keyshawn Bell in the last three games, 10 carries, 95 yards, and a touchdown against Virginia Tech. 12 carries, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns against Virginia Tech. First was Boston College, then Virginia Tech. And then last game against Cal, 14 carries, 136 yards. So he's had good games the last three games. He had 84 against Bowling Green earlier. When Isaac Brown goes down, well, first, they're a good 1-2 combination with Isaac and Keyshawn. But with that said, when Isaac Brown goes down, this team is not the same. But this is a very good backup. This is a serviceable backup. And as I told you before, he did not play in the loss last week to Cal. Had a decent game. Isaac Brown is. Had a decent game against Virginia, 13 for 66. He's been banged up all year long. But, I mean, Isaac Brown is the terrific, maybe the best running back in the ACC. You know, so you're kind of glad you missed him. But Keyshawn Brown is very, very capable. And what this also means is, like, now Duke Watson gets the ball a little bit. He's both those guys are, like, out of Atlanta. Watson and Keyshawn Brown, those are good backs. You might see Braxton Jennings tonight. You mentioned throwing the ball. They throw it to the tight end. Skinner has 15 catches, and Kersky has 16 catches. So they throw it them a little bit. Keyshawn Brown has 9 catches on the year. Maybe they'll check it down a little bit. Isaac Brown had 11 coming in this one. Watson has 3, so maybe a little check down a little bit more. Yeah, Miller Moss would be a huge key tonight. But Miller Moss is not going to beat you unless he is supported by a terrific running game, in my opinion.
You want this game to go in the direction where Miller Moss needs to beat you. Yeah. I know it sounds nuts with how bad the secondary has been this year, but if he is having to win the game for Louisville here, yes, Clemson has done their job.
Put the ball in Miller Moss's hands, do that all night long. And the other thing is lines of scrimmage. Clemson has to control that line of scrimmage. You talked about the yards before contact. It's a very, very good point there. Now, defensively, Louisville is – I don't know if they if there's anything to truly hang their hat on. I do know that it is tougher to run the ball on Louisville than it does, or at least my perception watching Louisville is a little tougher to run the ball on them. They kind of sell it, stop the run a little bit too. Sam, I feel like this is a little bit like, Florida State sold out on the underneath stuff too, but a little bit like the last few opponents. They're against Duke and against Louisville, against Florida State. There's going to be opportunities in the pass game. So this is where an Antonio Williams, a Tristan Smith, this is where a T.J. Moore, this is maybe a Bettinger, some of the guys in there, they got to have some, you know, some make some plays in the pass game. And the Clemson's got to run the ball as well, don't get me wrong. But would you agree with me, it might be a little easier, at least on paper, Louisville's a little better against the run than they are against the pass?
Louisville top 10 in the country in tackling after contact.
Oh.
Top 50 in the country, so solid before contact. They're getting there quicker than Clemson does on average in a lot of those spots. Where Clemson can beat them, they are 107th in the country with a north of 10% missed tackle rate. The issue for Clemson, Mickey, is what have they not done this year? Forced many missed tackles.
True.
They're 114th on their own side of things. So if Adam Randall, if this running back room, if these guys who get out in the space like Antonio Williams, like T.J. Moore, can consistently get themselves 5 yards of open space, somehow Clemson's in a pretty good spot. That's very difficult to do, however, against a defense that's pretty strong at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
They're 5th in the country, I believe it is, and pressure rate is what I wrote down here, north of 40% there as well. So again, similar to Duke, where there are yards to be had here, but they're going to get home very quickly. Can you keep Klubnik upright? That's key number one. And how often is he going to be able to run? Because again, they miss a lot of tackles. They aren't great against designed QB runs, even though they don't see him too often. Can you keep him upright? Can you keep him upright, rather? Can you get your receivers into open space? And can you get Klubnik's legs going a little bit in this game? Because the last couple, they haven't necessarily had to do that. This week, 2 weeks into this injury and being back from it, I think they're probably going to want him to run a little bit more, which will drive some people insane. But it's not a bad strategy against a Louisville team that A, hasn't seen it very often, and B, doesn't do too well with it. So breaking some tackles tonight, which they've struggled to do this year, and getting guys into space, as it always is exceedingly important against a team that's going to get to you very, very quickly.
I was correct. Louisville's 22nd in the country against the run. 27th against the pass.
Now, it's a balanced defense.
Yeah, to be fair, Pittsburgh's a good offense. I think Miami's a good offense. But I think Pittsburgh's offense is better than Clemson's. Fair?
Yes. It's been more consistent, I would say, this year.
Is Miami's offense better than Clemson's?
I don't really know if it is right now.
I agree, man. Like Miami's is a weird, because we always talk offensive lines all the time. Like Miami's offensive line just they don't do anything offensively.
Clemson's offense has looked pretty darn good with Klubnik out there, with the exception of the first few weeks of the season. I mean, reality is they've been much better lately with either him or Vezina in there. It hasn't led to wins because the secondary can't hold up, but it has been a lot better lately. It hasn't been the problem.
Final thought here is on the road. I've been to this venue maybe 3 or 4 times. It is a tough place to play when Louisville's playing well. It's a little bit like NC State. It's a little bit like Virginia Tech, maybe. In that when their team's playing well, it can be a tough place to play. It's not a pit. It's not anything that you're going to say, oh, no, we got to go to Louisville. But you can get these people out early. It's a Friday night, blackout and all that kind of stuff, and they'll be into it. Just hope you have composure and play well. It's an experienced team going on the road and playing well.
Louisville is coming off of maybe the reverse side of the Brohm situation, where we've talked about it all year. He usually gets one that he shouldn't, and he drops one that he shouldn't. He got Miami, probably shouldn't have gotten that one at the time. The loss to Virginia is whatever. That was an overtime loss. Virginia's got a million of those. Losing to Cal, however, at home can't happen.
Two home losses for Louisville.
And again, another overtime loss, but that can't happen with a Cal team that was reeling a little bit.
Yeah.
If they can get past Clemson, SMU next week on the road, Kentucky in a game that will obviously be much closer than you would conventionally think it would be with the two teams involved. It's right there for Louisville.
Yeah.
It's right
and
there.
And they're kicking themselves because all they had to do was beat Virginia at home or beat Cal.
All they had to do was beat Cal. You can stomach a Virginia loss. That's a ranked team with a chance at a playoff berth still.
Yeah.
But that Cal game is going to stand out as one especially if they're not able to get past Clemson tonight.
Yeah.
They put themselves they end their season for the most part nationally in that conversation if they can't beat Clemson tonight. And you're not going to look back at the Clemson game. You're going to look back at, wow, we should have handled Cal the week before at home. Clemson is more talented than Cal, for better or worse.
Yeah.
It just hasn't shown on the field.
Have you thought about setting up a wellness program? You might not have. Well, I got some incentive for you. According to Russell Patterson, if you're a small business and you set up a wellness program, and this is a very simple phone call, and it's about telemedicine, about some things like this, some easy things you can do, then on your payroll taxes, you can save over $100 a month per employee. And the employee actually has more take-home pay. This is from the big, beautiful bill. Next tax code is coming through. You can save yourself thousands of dollars. I think Russell told me, like at the Patterson Tax Service, they're saving like $30,000 for their own company doing this. He says it's a no-brainer for companies to do it. He mentioned there's a company out there that they've got about 30 or 40 employees, and they're saving over $50,000 in their tax, in what they're owing in taxes for stuff. So you're going to love all this stuff. Let them take care of it for you. Let them do some tax planning. They understand this tax goes backwards and forwards. New things in the tax code. For instance, if you want to bought a new American-made car, and now you can write that interest off for the first time ever. New things. Let this tax. You need to do tax planning. Do it with the Patterson Tax Service this time of year, in the season right, in the year right. Let the Patterson Tax Service take care of you. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. We have one open phone line segment between now and 825. That's coming up next. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, phone line and text line when you return with Sam and Mickey right after this. We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, do we need to start thinking about pruning our shrubs?
You know, we generally prune in the spring because they're growing like crazy and through the summer. But the fall's not a bad time to prune. They're going into a dormancy. If you can get in there and prune them, specifically hand prune those shrubs, they'll do so much better. And you can preserve the buds so the flowers come out better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options? No worries. That is where Greer Flooring Center and our consultants can help you. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, engineered hardwood, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space for you. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Did you know you can get paid to increase your home's comfort and efficiency? Contact Koala Insulation to see how to increase comfort and lower your energy bills by 20% on average. Right now, you can also get up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. The tax credits give homeowners 30% back in tax credits from their insulation upgrade, up to $1,200. But these tax incentives are expiring at the end of 2025 and will not return. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville at 864-867-1779 today to learn more.
Folks, the NBA season is here. Every single night, it's fast breaks, buzzer beaters, alley-oops, block parties, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. It's simple to play. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, and more. I like to go higher or lower on points, rebounds, and assists, so you're just watching the whole game. It keeps it fun. It keeps it fresh. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash with Underdog. And it's easy to get started. It's just as easy to get started as it is to play. Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/website/play-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
The Mickey Flyler Show. Try it at no obligation for 30 days or your money back. Every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Right here on 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. Touchdown! Where every day is game day.
Our garage is awesome. It's amazing. I was in there this morning messing around doing some stuff. Actually, just clean up a little corner over there. I got a little mess over there, but I could clean that up. And just reminded, I looked around and I said, you know, we've done all kinds of things for our home. The garage is one of those that just, when I show people the home, like if we ever sell our house, we'll say, hey, man, you got to come check this out. Come check our garage out. So that's a selling point. And real estate people tell you the same thing. But it's the functional stuff for us. Like we're not moving. We're not going anywhere. But the fact that my daughter can go crawl around and play around, my son can go and play around, we don't worry about oil stains or cracks or concrete dust or any of that kind of stuff. It's nice, man. It's almost like having, Sam, it's almost like having her own another playroom in our garage. Because we don't keep our cars in there, man. It's like we go back and keep all of our other stuff, our dollhouses and our baseballs and golf stuff and all that. So we love it. We love our garage floor. I will just tell you, we would not spend that time in it without Carolina Flooring Specialists. And so I want to thank Tim Worley and all the great folks over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. Make the no-obligation phone call, 404-8158, 404-8158. All right, I got three phone calls. Let's get to all three. Delvin's, I'm sure he's got a great question for us like he does every Friday. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's your key to the game tonight?
Very simple, man. You got to make Louisville one-dimensional. Bell's great. Moss is okay. They can make plays in the passing game and don't bust coverages. But Man, if Louisville runs the ball and is effective running the football, it's a long night for Tom Allen and Clemson defense. So, number one, stop the run. On the offensive side, there's plays to be had. You got to make those plays. This is where Klubnik and Williams and Moore and Smith and Bettencourt, some of these guys, this is where the playmakers got to play. And maybe Davidson in the passing game. But you're going to have to answer. I think Louisville's going to score some points. So this get it to answer offensively. So stop the run and answer offensively.
Yeah, what? Hope they can do that tonight. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Delvin. Appreciate the phone call. Let me get Zach next, 654 Roar. Good morning, Zach. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Thanks for getting me in, Mickey. I was listening to a rerun of Max and John yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm very confused how if the Broncos beat the Raiders, like, just follow me here for a second, beat the Raiders 10-7, a very terrible Raiders team, right?
Right.
So the Packers and the Eagles was the same score, yet the Packers lost to the Panthers at home, and they are not they're very inconsistent, sometimes not good football team, right?
Right. I'll agree with that.
How does that then make the Eagles a contender in the NFC if you are automatically already counting the Chiefs over the Broncos even when they haven't played yet?
Well, look, the Chiefs got a big hill to climb. I mean, the Broncos have a major – they put a lot of equity in the bank now. I mean, the Broncos rate two, and the Chiefs are 5-4 now. Conventional wisdom always thinks about, oh, Kansas City's dug themselves in the hole. They'll fight back. They'll come back. I'm not so sold on that. I think, you know, Denver, the way they rush the passer and what they do – you know, defensively, I think they're good enough on that side of the football. Sam, I'll let you click in on this. I mean, and by the way, the Chargers are on just one game back, whereas the Chiefs are 2.5 games back right now to the Broncos.
I think for what it's worth, Philadelphia's got a whole bunch of problems that Denver also has, which is their defense or their offense is just not very good. I don't think either of them have a Super Bowl caliber offense. Obviously, that sounds silly because the Eagles did it last year, but a lot has changed for them. I think the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC until someone proves that they're not year in, year out. However, I do think Denver's defense is going to carry them to that division. They find ways to win despite the fact that their offense has a lot of warts to it. They are a very good regular season team. I am skeptical that that's going to hold going into the playoffs just because, again, I don't trust them offensively. But
here's
I think
the, deal,
the logic of the Eagles are also facing the same problems as Denver and shouldn't just be automatically assumed to be better is probably true.
But the Eagles have a terrible division, whereas the Broncos play in a very difficult division. One thing I tell you this. So the Chiefs, here's the good news and bad news, because you're a Bronco fan, right? Am I right?
Yeah, I've been a Broncos fan for 10-plus years.
All right, here's the deal. You want the good news or the bad news?
Let's start with bad.
Bad news is you still got two games with the Chiefs. The good news is that one of those is at home and that you are one of, let me see, you're one of only two teams who are still undefeated at home. You know, the altitude a little bit, it's a tough place to play and all that. I think that, you know, if you win one of those games against the Chiefs, you can win this division. And the other thing is with the Chargers, I think I'm right by saying this, you lost to the Chargers on the road, but you get the Chargers at home. Yeah, you get the Chargers at home. So, you know, schedule's difficult. You got Packers, you got Jags, you got Chiefs. Through some of that. The good news is you get the Raiders still. But the schedule's going to be tough. But you got some home games in there, and you're very, you know, tough to beat at home. So hang in there, Zach. Appreciate the phone call. Oh, sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. Call me back, Zach. I can answer that one more. Georgia Greg, thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, Mickey. Hey, first on our game tomorrow night, I'm gonna go along with you. I think we're gonna take them 31-17. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right to me. It just feels like that's right to me.
Hope that's what I see. I hope our running game keeps going. I know Texas defense is gonna be tough. I just hope we get a lead and kind of can power the way through the second half. Just hope we come out strong like we did last week. Keep it going. Keep the momentum going.
Yeah. Here's the thing on that deal, though, quickly, too. Well, I don't need to go down there, right, Greg? I'm not going down there.
I'll be – come meet me. Come meet me downtown.
I don't know, man. Where's your hangout down there? If I do, where are you going? What are you doing there?
So, usually, this I'm just so far removed from living in that area. Mm-hmm. We just usually go to the Creature Comforts. Is a huge brewery down there that has a lot of TVs, and
yeah.
It's a really cool place.
All right. Here's what I'm telling you about the game tomorrow night. Texas, with a run game that is just non-existent. They're 94th in the country running the football. They're going to have to make some plays through the air, but much like that, we talked about this Clemson-Louisville game. Like, you know the pressure is going to be on Arch Manning tomorrow night. You're unleashing these two linebackers now that are coming after you, and if you don't have any run game to support it, and Texas just can't run the football, and you think they're going into Athens with no run game and holding up against that pass rush? Like, I mean, they don't rush the pass well, but the linebacker's coming now. Maybe there are plays to be made against the secondary for Georgia, but you got to run it some, man, and Texas just can't run the football.
Yeah, that's what Georgia's MO is always, shut the run down first. Yep. If you've already given that to them, that's just a huge advantage for Georgia, I believe.
Yep.
Hey, I know you don't bet, but it sounds like, from what you said earlier, maybe looking at Cade Klubnik getting over 12 yards rushing might be a good thing, and Keelan Brown getting 12 yards receiving along the game lines you see. Might be some good things to look at if you even look at underdog or something like that.
All right. Let me see. Sack rate. Didn't you just give me a sack right there? Because with Klubnik, he'll get more than 12 rushing, but he's got to take some of that rushing off when they sack him a few times.
Louisville's got a 41% pressure.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Isn't college sacks go to passing yards?
No, running yards. Rushing yards. NFL's passing. College is rushing. So that'll take away from Klubnik's rushing yards.
Yep. Oh, I always thought it was opposite.
Nope. In a college football, if you get sacked, that takes off of your individual rushing yards and team rushing yards.
Oh, yeah, that's that way from that.
Yeah, so that's the 12. That's where that 12 number comes in.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
And ankle and, turf and road and all that stuff. So who knows?
But it sounds like Chris Bell's going to get his yards.
What's his?
Antonio Williams are going to get his. I have to kind of agree with you. I think he's going to be more along the lines of both teams in the 30s.
Yeah, I think you got to answer. I think, you got to score in the 30s tonight for sure. But we'll see, man. We'll see. Hey, with this, have we convinced Georgia fans? Let me back up. Have we tricked Georgia fans into thinking this is some sort of big game tomorrow night?
It is a big game.
Come on.
It's a top 10 game. It's been
That 10 beside Texas, but we all know Texas isn't the 10th best team in the country. That team struggled, man. They're on the struggle bus right now. You're gonna destroy this.
Well, I hope Georgia looks like they did last week.
Well, they look great. Yeah, they're rounding into form, so we'll see. We'll see. Hey, be careful. Have a great time down there. Call me on Monday. And let me know what you thought.
All right, come find me if you come.
All right, buddy. All right. I ain't going down there, man. I got no business in Athens, Georgia tomorrow. Ain't happening. Sam, we talked axioms earlier this week. My axiom is you got to run the ball and you got to stop the run. Outside of the academies, do you know the number one rushing offense in the country this year outside of the academies?
Who is it?
Utah.
That's not surprising. They're going to run a lot, and they have a lot of quarterback-designed runs. So that doesn't surprise me.
Utah's averaging 267 yards a game on the ground. Now, you like Utah coming down the stretch. You think Utah's got a chance to make the college football playoffs. You think Utah's going to win the Big 12, maybe. So
I think Texas Tech's better than them, but I don't think the gap is as big between them as it is between Tech and BYU.
Yeah. You know who else runs the ball really well? Now, this is not Power 5, but the team that I think might make the playoffs now, James Madison. Of course, South Florida also runs it well. What's interesting is that both South Florida and James Madison are both in the top 10 in the country running the football. So is Navy, so is Air Force, so is Jacksonville State, so is Army, West Point. The Power 5-wise, Utah is the best Power 5 running team in the country. Oregon is second. Missouri, Madam Chairperson, is third, and Indiana is fourth.
I'm interested to see what Roy thought of that James Madison team last week. That was the game he was on, right? It was James Madison, Marshall.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how he felt about that team, if they have any chance, if they were to be a playoff team, to at least keep someone close.
Yeah.
Very good team. Just kind of hiding out behind the American right now, waiting for that conference to kind of eat itself alive.
Texture said, do we get a Matthew McConaughey sighting in Athens tomorrow? Of course you do. All right. Yeah, of course you do. I mean, Texas playing football and their cameras there, right? Now, don't get me wrong. I like this cat. I like this guy. But are there going to be cameras there? Well, he'll be there.
McConaughey, Glenn Powell will probably be somewhere in the building. Who else? There's a million Texas fans out there.
There's another thing. That's another reason why I'm not going down there tomorrow. Because people will mistake me for McConaughey, and I have to tell people, no, I'm not Matthew McConaughey. I'm not him. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sign your autograph.
I'll take your picture, though.
No, I can't do that. I'm not going to be a fraud through all that. So that's another reason why I'm not going.
Peanut points it out. We talked about it yesterday, the possibility of Duke winning the ACC and then two Group of Five teams getting in, which would drive people up the wall.
James Madison. Well, I mean,
Paul Feinbaum might jump off a cliff if that happens.
But I mean, right now, if Duke played James Madison or South Florida, who would win? I mean, you know, it's out of conference. Duke can't win out of conference. So you get that one for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Moore is a miracle worker for what it's worth.
Oh, yeah.
See the crowd for these games?
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's take our break. We'll come back. We have a very busy second hour. So Scott Reimer is going to join us at 7:05. We'll find out where he is and get a little, you know, it feels like game day. It feels like we got the Tiger pregame show on with us, with the pregame show. 7:25, we'll get with Josh Williams talking to Vegas. He says Clemson's got respect there. 7:45, we'll get our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fish Report. Texture, by the way, says Mickey's better cast than McConaughey. Of course I do. All right. Short break. We'll come back. Hour number three with three guests right after this.